we last left Scrooge after he touched the hand of the first spirit, which the first spirit really seems to be playing around with some sort of quantum mechanics given how it appears. But anyway, I digress. Scrooge and the spirit have time traveled, and we're going to pick up the story with Scrooge exclaiming, "Time to have a sip of tea. You're welcome to join me. Have a sip of coffee if that's what you have. If you're really lucky, maybe you have a donut. And if you do, don't tell me about it because I'll be jealous. All right, you ready? Let's go." "Good heaven," said Scrooge, clasping his hands together as he looked about him. "I was bred in this place. I was a boy here." The spirit gazed upon him mildly. Its gentle touch, though it had been light and instantaneous, appeared still present to the old man's sense of feeling. He was conscious of a thousand odors floating in the air, each one connected with a thousand thoughts and hopes and joys and cares long, long forgotten. "Your lip is trembling," said the ghost. "And what is that upon your cheek?" Scrooge muttered, with an unusual catching in his voice, that it was a pimple, and begged the ghost to lead him where he would. "You recollect the way?" inquired the spirit. "I remember it," cried Scrooge with fervor. "I could walk it blindfold." "Strange to have forgotten it for so many years," observed the ghost. "Let us go on." They walked along the road, Scrooge recognizing every gate and post and tree, until a little market town appeared in the distance, with its bridge, its church, and winding river. Some shaggy ponies were now seen trotting towards them with boys upon their backs, who called to other boys in country gigs and carts, driven by farmers. All these boys were in great spirits and shouted to each other until the broad fields were so full of merry music that the crisp air laughed to hear it. "These are but shadows of the things that have been," said the ghost. "They have no consciousness of us." The jocund travelers came on, and as they came, Scrooge knew and named them every one. Why was he rejoiced by all bounds to see them? Why did his cold eye glisten and his heart leap up as they went past? Why was he filled with gladness when he heard them give each other Merry Christmas as they parted at crossroads and byways for their several homes? What was Merry Christmas to Scrooge? Out upon Merry Christmas, what good had it ever done to him? "The school is not quite deserted," said the ghost. "A solitary child, neglected by his friends, is left there still." Scrooge said he knew it, and he sobbed. They left the high road by a well-remembered lane and soon approached a mansion of dull red brick, with a little weathercock surmounted cupola on the roof and a bell hanging in it. It was a large house, but one of broken fortunes, for the spacious offices were little used, their walls were damp and mossy, their windows broken, and their gates decayed. Fowls clucked and strutted in the stables, and the coach houses and sheds were overrun with grass. Nor was it more retentive of its ancient state within, for entering the dreary hall and glancing through the open doors of many rooms, they found them poorly furnished, cold, and vast. There was an earthy savor in the air, a chilly bareness in the place which associated itself somehow with too much getting up by candlelight and not too much to eat. They went, the ghost and Scrooge, across the hall to a door at the back of the house. It opened before them and disclosed a long, bare, melancholy room, made barer still by lines of plain deal forms and desks. At one of these, a lonely boy was reading near a feeble fire, and Scrooge sat down upon a form and wept to see his poor, forgotten self as he used to be. And we'll leave it there today because I love nothing if not a cliffhanger. All right, folks, keeping it a little short today. We're at 31% officially. I think we're making pretty good progress. And I'll pick it up with you tomorrow. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for yet another day to read you a Christmas story. And by a Christmas story, I mean a Christmas carol, which is technically still a Christmas story. Yeah, I think that's where we're at. Yeah, thank you for letting me into your ear holes. I love you all so very much. Please take good care of your hearts. Please do it. Please. Thank you again. I love you again. Talk to you tomorrow.